I think I owe it. I have the responsibility as keeper of the Arizona homeowner to make sure you know in this weather event we've had this past weekend, if you've suffered any kind of a roof leak or wind damage, know that ServPro contractors statewide, every ServPro franchise in Arizona is ROSI certified. So with storm damage, start with ServPro. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. You dial their 1-800 number in. You plug in your zip code in any one of the 20, I think there's 23 ServPro franchisees can jump on the job and get you taken care of, okay? So just if you've got storm damage, start with ServPro. What did they say, Romy? Like it never happened. Let's go to Mark calling from Vail, Arizona, wants to talk to our buddies from Blue Sky Pest Control. We were just getting onto the topic of scorpions, but before we continue that subject, Mark, how could we help you in Vail?
Well, thanks for your show. I love your show.
Thank you, man.
Anyway, I planted an orchard of about 65 various fruiting and nutting trees and whatever I can get to grow out here. And so from mainly July, August through September through there till they die away, these green iridescent June bugs or Japanese beetles or whatever they may be called just consume everything that they can. You know, all my pomegranate fruits and grapes and peaches and pears and apples and everything that I got here, basically, figs. And I have them by the tens of thousands. And so they pop up out of the ground and you leave their little holes everywhere. And is there anything I can do to kill them, to control them?
Well, he has certainly set the table for them, hasn't he?
He's getting a lot of good stuff for them.
Yeah.
Now, the stuff on the ground, if you can tell where they're coming from, there's obviously products you can use for that. The stuff on the actual tree itself, that would be an agricultural type of product, and that's obviously not our specialty.
Okay.
But he could obviously reach out to like the Agricultural Extension Service to find out how to, you know, the proper way to do that. So that's what I'd probably say to that.
Do y'all do any work in Pima, Pinal County?
In Pinal, we do.
You do?
Pima. Commercial. We only do commercial work down there.
So in Pima County, Mark, we have a ROSI certified pest control service. It's 5-star pest control. Romy, what's Shelby's phone number?
886-0045.
5-star pest control down in Tucson, Shelby Hawkins. All right. So, Mark, I hope that helps. And certainly, Romy, he sounds like he has an orchard like you, one of every kind.
Yeah.
Let's get back to scorpions because I lived in my house. Well, I don't know. I've lived in my house basically since 1988. And I never saw a scorpion in that house until about 4 years ago. Never. Not one. And, I mean, that's with kids crawling through the oleanders and building forts and digging up the yard and everything. And now the yard's kind of a little bit quieter place right now. We have intermittent high levels of activity when the grandkids come over. But I don't know if it's the reduced level of activity or what it is. I'm fighting scorpions in my yard on a regular basis now.
They can come for a variety of reasons. Sometimes they're going to get translocated in if you've planted something or if you brought in some firewood or your neighbor has brought in some firewood or planted some trees where it comes in the box from the nurseries, where then they get translocated. And then just over time, their populations grow and grow and grow. And then once they're there, you know, you're going to battle them. It's going to be difficult to quote-unquote eradicate them in a particular area because this is their indigenous environment. But there are different things that you can do to protect yourself from them and reduce the likelihood that they're going to get inside and obviously not wanting to get stung.
Yeah. So you were talking about the fact that it's a multifaceted approach.
Yeah. So a lot of times people think of pest control as, you know, simply treating with a product. But pest control is more than that. I mean, there's multiple steps to reduce the harborage area around a home and then to reduce the likelihood that they can get into the home. And then as we treat with products that we're treating in places not only where they're most likely going to be, but then, you know, treating properly with the proper products that are going to be effective against them. With scorpions, there are products that are really effective against them. but there are other products that are not as effective against them. So you have people trying hard to get them under control, but they're just not going to get there.
Well, again, it's Nate and Curtis from Blue Sky Pest Control. We're running out of time here real quick. You have a offer you're offering just to Rosie on the House listeners?
Yes, just until noon today, Rosie. We're offering an initial flush-out service for $49 when somebody joins onto one of our regular pest control plans. And that's over $80 off the regular price. And we only offer this, you know, once a year for the listeners here, so they can get it for the next hour and call our number at 480-635-8492, and we have folks there to take care of you.
The operators are standing by. Blue Sky Pest Control, again, guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rosie.
We'll be wrapping up the show here, and that's the end of 4 hours of Rosie on the House. We hope you make us your Saturday morning tradition. We've been broadcasting for 27 years and tickled to death to know that we have been the number one Saturday morning radio show in Arizona for just about all of that time. Folks, if you've been educated, encouraged, or uplifted anytime during this morning show, I would ask you only to do one thing from all of us here at Rosie on the House. Take that encouragement and pay it forward this week. We'll be right back next Saturday morning. Don't miss it.